The Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group wants the state to end all commercial openings for the remainder of the summer. They say despite unmet subsistence needs, the state has allowed commercial salmon openings. Some upriver fishermen say they are fed up with the state and want the Federal Subsistence Board to manage the river from here on out. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
Bev Hoffman is co-chair of the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group, a group of stakeholders in the fishery that's advising managers. On Monday, she sent a letter to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell, asking her to stop all commercial fishing on the river and in Kuskokwim Bay.
We have supported openers in other years, but with the situation this year, every fish is precious. And here at the lower river, we're able to use the chums quite easily. They're beautiful, they're silvery and fresh. Further up the river where they see the effects of whatever we're doing down here, they just were frustrated. So I supported a no commercial opener this year.
State management biologist Aaron Potter says the department is transitioning to coho salmon management and will not hold any more commercial openings until they determine there's a surplus of cohos. That's after 18,000 chum salmon, 2,500 sockeye, 5,000 silvers, and 29 kings were caught in commercial nets. On July 9th, the working group voted against a commercial opening because they said subsistence needs had not yet been met, particularly upriver. Only one member of the group dissented. Nastasha Jackie Levi, with the village of Lower Kalskag, about 100 miles upriver from Bethel, doesn't think there should be commercial openings until subsistence needs are met for the native people along the entire river.
A lot of our people are still fishing. There's even some families that are just going to start fishing. Most of our residents have not met their needs. We haven't been seeing the number of fish that this Bethel test fishery is saying is coming up here. When there's a commercial fishing, we know in 2 days, more or less, that we'll hardly see any fish.
Subsistence fishers are relying more heavily on chum harvest this year, and many say coho or silver salmon will be needed to meet needs. Some communities want the federal managers back in control. The villages of Lower Kalskag and Napaimute passed resolutions Monday requesting the Federal Subsistence Board take special action and, once again, exert federal jurisdiction for management of the fishery. Federal officials had managed the King Run after a request from Nabuskiak Traditional Council earlier this spring. Fish and Game's Aaron Potter says if there's a harvestable surplus of fish, he's required by law to open for commercial fishing once escapement goals are met.
Part of our mandate is to provide that opportunity. We had a processor that was interested in buying. We had fishermen that were interested in fishing. We had a surplus. We had opportunities in that back end of the chum salmon run before the coho really start getting into the river system.
You have to have these openings?
We would be doing a disservice to commercial fishermen in that entire industry if we didn't provide for a harvest opportunity.
In the letter addressed to Commissioner Campbell, Hoffman notes that Coastal Villages Region Fund loses millions subsidizing the commercial fishery. Commissioner Campbell's office says she's out on travel. Jeff Regnert, the director of commercial fisheries with ADF&G, answered for her, saying he'd received Hoffman's letter.
We recognize the working group and their concerns. You know, we participate in all the working group meetings. We understood where their stance was on commercial opportunities, subsistence needs being met during the meeting. This letter reiterates that. Sometimes we're not always on the same page, but never stops us from continuing to work to be on the same page.
Managers have held three commercial chum salmon openings on the Kuskokwim River from Bethel downstream to the mouth since July 14th. And there have been more than a dozen commercial openings for chum and sockeye salmon for the Kuskokwim Bay districts since the fishery opened earlier. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.